All right. So many of your audios are intended to be listened to by a listener with a penis, and you do an incredible job at it. What is your process for writing language that appeals to that audience? I only ask because, having explored lots of audio erotica, there are certainly plenty of audios out there that are ostensibly F for M, but are very clearly written by a woman who otherwise lacks that insight. Ostensibly. This listener uses SAT words just like you.
Besties. B makes fun of me all the time for, like, using longer words when I could just use a colloquialism or something.
Why use more words when less words do trick? Or whatever, because that
I love more words. Is. Have you heard how long my audios are? That's just my thing.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
So I'll break down the question into parts. What is your process for writing language that appeals to a male audience or a listener with a penis? How does your... Okay, let me bring this back to the center. What is your process for writing language that appeals to an audience that has a penis? Since you do not have a penis.
Yes. This is such, like, food for thought, because I don't know if I've ever, like, critically examined the way that I write in terms of, like, appealing to a different gender audience and, like, where that influence comes from. For the most part, the dialogue that I write, I think is hot. You know what I mean? I'm really
so
glad.
So does everybody else.
Oh, thank you. I hope that it appeals to a male audience. And I think, you know, given how many of you there are here now, thank you for being here. It does to some level. And I'm really grateful for that. But for the most part, when I write, I'm like, oh, this line is, like, super hot. And when I'm, like, picturing myself in the scenario that I'm writing about, I'm like, what would feel really sexy in that moment for me to say, and what sort of emotions do I think would it evoke from whatever my made-up partner in that scene is. I think if I, like, consider a little more intensely the way that I write, I use a lot of descriptive terminology about how things feel. For me, and also for the listener, which I think maybe helps be a little more immersive. But I just think, like, that's so sexy. I think that's so sexy even outside of audio context. Like, if you're having sex with a partner in real life, I think just using descriptive language and being, like, really detailed about what you're feeling and what's turning you on, it's, like, really hot, you know? And so I just take that and I put that into audios.
Yeah, so it's kind of like role play for the listener, but it's also role play for you while you're creating it.
It is, yeah, for sure. But in terms of, like, how a dick feels or whatever, obviously, like, I don't have that personal knowledge, but I have talked to enough men in my life that, like, they've expressed what exactly feels good, like, what actions feel good, which parts feel good to be touched, and I try and soak up as much of that information as possible and just, you know, use it for evil.
As you should.
Exactly. But yeah, other than that, you know, throughout my life I've read a lot of written erotica, and I've watched a lot of content, and I've listened to a lot of content, and I think I have taken away from all of those things the stuff that I thought was the hottest and sort of incorporated into the dirty talk that I use, and just, like, how my seduction works. I don't know. This is a complicated subject, but I'm
glad to think about it. Really, Yeah, I don't know if this is really the medium to have like such a philosophical breakdown of this process. I think it's really interesting, actually. No. Like, I'm not making a joke. I think it's really interesting.
It is.
And you know, I'm looking at the clock right now. And
yeah. This feels like it should have been part of like a roundtable discussion for a bunch of VAs to like talk about the audio medium and creation. Anyways, let's next question.
Yeah. I already know the answer to the first half of this question, so I will just ask the second half of it.
Okay.
What are some of the songs on your sex playlist?
That's a good question. Let me go bring up my Spotify and tattle on myself. What was the first part of the question?
Do you have a sex playlist?
Oh. Yes, I do. I also have like various sexy playlists that I sometimes put on when I am, you know, trying to get in the mood to like write something sexy. Which probably honestly has better music.
Here's a fun fact about me. I have a Yandere playlist.
And it's really good.
You've never opened that playlist even once.
Yes, I have.
There's no way. There's like 6 songs on it. I don't even know if you have the link.
Yeah, you've sent them to me before. Where is...
Okay.
I have so many playlists. I need to type in...
Is it called Sex Playlist?
No, it's not. It's called something really
random. What is it called?
Random. I created it like many years ago. So, okay, what's on here?
Last time you added a song to it?
8 months ago. And it was Sugar by Sleep Token. let's see. What do I really like on here? I have Pony on here, which, you know, obviously classic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Arctic Monkeys on here. Sabrina Claudio. She has some really sexy songs, like the song Belong to You. Very hot. I have quite a few songs by the artist Miguel on here, including Wolf and Coffee. There's some songs by
her. Pick one more song and then we're moving on.
Okay. And there's some Hozier on here, you know?
Naturally.
Yeah.
Awesome. What type of outfit? I know the answer to this question too. What type of outfit makes you feel the most sexy?
Okay, well, you answer it for me.
Pajamas.
Oh my god. Oh, I hate that you're right.
You're a parody of yourself.
I truly am.
I say that with so much love. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say so much love and respect, but like so much love.
Yes, it's probably pajamas and like just comfy loungewear, like yoga pants and I don't know, t-shirt dresses. I don't know. When I feel cozy, I feel very like comfortable and better in tune with my sensuality. Ow. That's so cringe.
I just elbowed the wall. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, comfy clothes for the win for sure.
Matching PJ sets is her answer.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's goals as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite joke? I don't know how anyone could possibly answer this question. So I think we should just not.
No. I want to answer this question. Just let me.
Okay, well, so then let me ask it again because then I sound rude. All right. So what is your favorite joke?
My favorite joke?
This is a really hard one.
I feel like the one that I think of won't be funny to anyone but me.
That tracks.
Yeah, that tracks. A very niche sense of humor, if you will. Um, Oh. So, my favorite joke is probably my favorite for nostalgia reasons, but when I was little, my dad used to tell me this, like, franglais joke, so, like, French and English, and it's, like, such a fucking dad joke, but the setup is, why do people love to eat mushrooms for breakfast? And the punchline answer is, because it is the breakfast of champignons, which means mushrooms in French. It's so stupid, but it's so funny. Like,
That is pretty funny.
It's really cute, French. Though.
It is cute. Yeah. It's cute. I'm uncultured, so I don't breakfast really get it, champions. But you know.
I love yeah. that.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a kitty cat, and she is 15 years old. She's my old lady, and she's the most mm-hmm. beautiful girl in the world.
We love her.
We do.
Sometimes I hear her purr.
Yes. I would love to do, like, a sleep aid in the future and just record her purrs as, like, part of the ambience. And I don't know. They're just so soothing, and she's so cute. I would really love to get, like, some art commissions with her in it. Maybe I'll do that.
Well, you do have one. You have one.
I do. I do have one. I don't know if I've ever actually publicly posted that, which is silly because it's so cute.
It is cute.
Maybe I'll post it in the Discord. But yes, I love her. I'm such a cat lady, a crazy cat lady.
And I cannot wait to one day meet this kitty cat because I've heard so much about her mm-hmm. and it will happen one day.
Beatrice is a dog girl herself.
Not like a puppy girl, but I just prefer dogs in my life.
Yeah.
Not a puppy girl.
Important distinction in this community, mm-hmm. honestly.
It is. I just needed to clarify.
I mean, you do still like to wear a collar, but, you know, that's besides the point.
I'm sorry, what? I don't even own one. Do I? No, I don't.
Okay, next question.
No, wait, do I? I don't think I do. So what is the best and the worst thing about making audios?
Oh, that's a doozy. Damn. Okay, well, let's start with the positives. The best parts about making audios are flexing my creative muscles and expressing my sexuality and getting to connect with a lot of like-minded kindred spirits and helping people explore their own sexual interests and help them feel less guilt about doing that, because I know that's a big issue. I love hearing from people that they're like, I never explored XYZ before listening to your audios, and like, now I love it, and I have like never connected with myself before listening to audios in general, before finding the medium, you know, like in a deeply mm-hmm. intimate way or whatever. And I don't know, something about that is just so rewarding, as weird as that sounds.
I don't think that sounds weird at all.
Yeah. And the most difficult part of making audios. On like
the construction noises outside your window.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my god. So every season there's like a new terror that you have to deal with in terms of recording. In the winter it's like snowblowers and wind and stuff. And in the spring and summer it's fucking birds. Oh my god. I do not know like what decibel they're at, but whatever it is, it just cuts through my windows like a buzzsaw and just fucks up all my recordings. So I have to record in the middle of the night like a little goblin under the cover of darkness while the fucking birds are asleep. So yeah, birds fuck it up, like leaf blowers, lawnmowers, construction sounds. Oh my god. There's so many things that contend with recording, and it's so frustrating. And also just even finding like an hour of privacy in my home to like record without everyone else knowing that I'm a deviant is difficult. And when those two things line up and you like don't have a bunch of privacy, and when you do, there's annoying sounds outside, it's so frustrating. But it's worth it, obviously. I've been doing this 3 years. So
yeah,
I feel
so. What mic do you use and how do you record? Sorry, you can keep answering the other one if you want to.
No, it's okay. Ask it again.
What mic do you use and how do you record?
I use a couple different mics. Right now I'm on the Quadcast X, I believe. And for most of my audios, I use a Blue Yeti, which is why I have to cut out so many mouth sounds. Because it's a condenser mic and it sort of like slurps up all the noise in the entire room. But I also really like the way that that sounds the best, especially when you're like whispering, you know? I just think condenser mics are the best for that. But in the future, I would love to try and upgrade to something a little more high quality and hopefully that won't take a million years to edit and post. But that's a goal for another day.
Yeah. All right. What are some red flags when you're on a date? What do you consider some red flags on a date?
Immediate answer when someone is rude to the waiter or like a bartender or anyone we come in contact with, like a bus driver or something. Just, it gives me such an ick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And also not asking me any questions about my life and relying on me to sort of ask all the questions and keep the conversation going. It's really tiresome. And it sort of indicates to me that they won't care about what's going on with me and like how I'm doing. So that's probably another red flag.
Very valid answers. So if you could be one monster girl or a mythical creature, which one would you be?
I think maybe a siren.
Nice. There's much to unpack there.
Is there? I don't know. I think it's just because I love the ocean and I love to sing, and so that's a natural choice for me.
Yeah. Love that. I have some behind the scenes recordings of you singing.
Oh god.
Maybe I should use as blackmail. I don't know.
Or not.
I guess time will tell. Do you like to travel? And if so, where is a place you would like to go to?
I love to travel. What's on my bucket list? Oh, I would love to go to Portugal. I would love to go to Lisbon or Porto. I would really, really love to go to Iceland, to Reykjavik, and maybe do some like camping under the Northern Lights. I think that sounds so fun. Or go to one of the like thermal spas. And I would love to go to South Korea, hit up Seoul, and just like eat a shit ton of food. That would goals. Be like a total food tour for sure.
Oh yeah. If you could get a body pillow of any character, which character would it be?
Huh. Who am I like perpetually horned up for? Who's like a fictional character that would look good on a dakimora? Oh my god, Lulu from Final Fantasy. Do you know who that is?
No.
You would love her because she's a goth bad bitch, for sure.
Ooh, okay, I love that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll send you a picture mm-hmm. of her later. Mm-hmm. She's just irresponsibly hot, honestly.
Rude when they do that, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember playing the game when I was younger and just like seeing her and be like, oh. Huh. Interesting. But yeah, she's just gorgeous.
All right. So we've got 12 questions left. I think that we should rapid fire these 12 questions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do this.
What do you think? All right. Tell us something that is left on your sexual bucket list.
Ooh, okay. Why am I having a brain blank?
I don't know. I just said rapid fire.
Come on. I'm not good at following directions. Can you think of anything that's on my sexual bucket list?
Not one that you haven't already mentioned.
Oh, I want to have sex on a train.
Oh, shit. How could I forget? There we go. That's the answer.
Uh-huh.
And rapid fire means you don't even have to explain it.
Yep.
So look at you lucking out.
No explanation. No lore.
Yep. Tell us about your most awkward sexual experience.
Oh, God. I have, like, definitely been injured or, like, injured other people. I don't know how in-depth I can get about this. Like, in an accident way, not in, like, a fun BDSM way.
Yeah, that's pretty awkward.
Yeah. Or, like, broken headboard or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've heard about that one. All right. So to rapid fire this one, what are your... I'm going to revise the question a little bit.
Okay.
What are your three favorite audio tags or three of your favorites?
Ooh.
First things that come to mind. Snap, snap, snap.
Public. Mm-hmm. For sure. Cream pie.
Is that one of the tags or
yeah that's one of the tags.
Okay, public.
Uh-huh, public.
Cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
One more.
I know.
Don't think about it too much.
I don't know.
I know that one has come to mind.
What is it?
I'm not just saying, I know that one has come to mind and you're filtering it.
No, many have come to mind and I'm like, how do I choose?
Oh, so then
how do I choose the last one for the roster?
Well, you shouldn't have been thinking about it that much. Just whatever ones came into your mind is what you should just
pussy
say.
Plug. Locked in.
That one does not exist, but okay.
Yes, it does. I'm making it happen. I'm being the change that I want to see in the world.
Do you listen to your... You know, I don't think that is what Gandhi had in mind. Do you listen to your own audios after the editing process is done, or is it weird listening to your own voice? Guys, she listens to her own voice so much throughout the editing process.
Yeah.
That I think that answers that question. It is weird listening to your own voice. It's something you have to get used to. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you were there when I first started editing, and... it was, like, physically painful for me to listen back mm-hmm. to my voice and not cringe. Because, like, when I started this, I, like, actively hated my voice. And I was like, I don't know how anyone else likes it or finds it sexy. We've come a long way. I'm, like, very neutral towards it now. Mm-hmm. But I used to actively despise listening to it and editing.
Yeah. So tell us something you enjoy doing other than creating audio role plays.
playing Don't Starve together.
Yep, we have dedicated a lot of time to that game. And one day we're going to get you on Twitch, yeah, aren't we?
I need to.
Coming not soon, but one day.
Coming hopefully by this fall, because I just need to upgrade my PC setup. So, like, right now my computer does not have the manpower to stream and, like, also play a game at the same time. It will basically combust.
Yeah.
Self-immolation. Yeah, so hopefully when I upgrade my setup, we can do some streaming, because I would love to stream Don't Starve for you guys. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. At least I think it's so fun. For those of you who've played the game before, I main as Winona. I'm a catapult girly. B, who do you play?
I play as Wigfrid. And I think that Lucy and I have, you know, the first 5 or so days of Don't Starve Together down to, like, an exact science. Mm-hmm, so
for sure.
I think that we're either really fun to play with or really horrifically annoying to play with. And so I am really excited to experience that with you all one day.
Yes. And I think it's good that we have so much experience playing the game, because I know there's a mm-hmm. few VAs that I've talked to of, like, our friends who I want to get on stream with us who've never played before. And I mean, as fun as it would be to watch them die horrifically over and over again, I think it would be more fun to sort of
take care of them.
Take care of them. You know, baby them a little bit.
Yeah.
Be their providers. And it's also,
we would have to, it takes a lot of resources to bring people back to life, you know?
Yes, so. Exactly. So someday, coming soon to a Twitch someday. Stream near you.
What is your favorite DreamWorks movie?
What has DreamWorks made? Googling DreamWorks films so I can get a complete picture. Oh, it's fucking Shrek, obviously. Or specifically.
I know, I was Shrek 2. Wondering. Sorry. Yeah, I was wondering what was happening that you weren't saying Shrek 2 immediately.
The second Shrek. Oh my god,
that's the correct answer.
I would love to have a Shrek-a-thon in the server someday. Maybe we can do that for my birthday in August. That would be fun.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, we should do that. Put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing really bad at this rapid fire thing. So this one says, happy anniversary. What is your funniest memory from making audios? I know the answer to this one.
Okay, then you answer the question.
They don't want to hear me answer the question.
Well, I want to hear you answer the question.
So one time, Lucy was recording an audio, and I happened to be listening in because I was playing director. And she decided that she was going to, in real time, make her own special effects.
Oh, God.
And she had to jump. And so she was recording in, like, a loft area. And I guess wherever she had her set up, she didn't really pay attention that the ceiling, like, sloped down. And she hit her head on the ceiling. And I got to listen to all of it. And
I did.
Probably highlight of my time here, really.
That was so painful. I don't even know how I finished recording after that, because I was like, oh my god, I think I just concussed myself. Guys, I am so dedicated to this shit. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that was like one of my first spicy audios, and I was like, I don't know how else I would make this sound effect besides just doing it in real time.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I think there's a blooper of that somewhere with, like, the actual horrific thud of me cracking my skull on the ceiling. So maybe I'll hunt that down.
Yeah, I think you should post it in the server. Which of your audios is your favorite? And which took the most time? Ooh. And I actually think that the answer to that question might be the same.
I don't think it is, honestly.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? If you think it's the same, what audio do you think it is?
I think it was the first Halloween audio that you made.
Hmm. Okay, I think I would say that that's probably my favorite, just because it's so, like, near and dear to my heart. That was the first OC, aka original content, aka, like, it was my script, audio that I did. And it takes place in a haunted house, and it's, like, our friends to lovers, and it's just, like, goofy as fuck. I just had so much fun with it, so it's probably still one of my favorites. But I think that's also the one I was recording when I cracked my head on the ceiling.
I think it was. Yeah. All right, so then which of your audios took the most time?
Oh, easily it's a tie between the Ferris wheel one and the Scarlet Witch audio.
Okay.
So, because those ones took forever for sound design, like upwards of 30 hours for the whole project.
Wow.
Not just on sound design, but like on writing and recording and editing and sound design. But so the Ferris wheel one, the ambiance for that, none of the fairground tracks that I could find online that I could, you know, get a license for, they all had voice sounds from underage people, and I was like, nope, absolutely not, fuck that. Not using that in this. So I had to go through and manually design an entire fairground ambiance, like, from scratch. So, like, all the ride sounds and, like, the crickets and the callers at the game stands and the game stand sounds and all that shit. I had to do it track by track, and I think by the end of it, the backing track itself was made up of, I don't know, like 25 separate tracks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that took a long time. But I'm pleased with how it came out. Hopefully it sounds like one cohesive thing. But and obviously, if anyone has listened to the introductory scene from the Scarlet Witch audio, that also had a lot of moving pieces. It has a score and like, for, you know, drama. And it has like a lot of superhero sound effects, and I sort of had to cut all those together and like imagine the scene in my head. And yeah, it was a whole thing. I'm really pleased with how it came out. I might repurpose the sound effects from that introductory scene into a separate superhero audio that I'm writing for YouTube, just because like I really loved the sound design for that, and I would love to use it on YouTube for something a little less spicy.
Nice.
But yeah, I had so much fun with those two. They just took a million years.
All right, last four questions, and we're really going to rapid fire this one. I'm serious. All
okay,
right.
Okay, we got Deal? This. We can do this.
Deal?
Pinky promise.
Oh, I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about you.
I'm also worried about me.
Do you think aliens and ghosts are real?
Yes.
If you were on death row, what would your last meal be?
Oh. My grandmother's...
You're about to not have a meal.
My grandmother's pesto recipe, sticky toffee pudding, and also key lime pie, palak paneer, and a shit ton of naan, and... coconut Thai soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were given a doctorate degree, but you had no more knowledge of the subject besides what you have right now, what degree would you want to be given to you? So don't read this as what one do you think you're most qualified for, but like, what doctorate level degree would you want and in what?
Oh, God. Maybe linguistics. Maybe I would want a PhD in linguistics.
It's nice.
Is that useful?
All right.
Don't know.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Yeah.
All right, last question.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, marry, kill. Shrek, Donkey, and Gingy.
Oh, God. I know who fucking asked this, and she's sitting right here.
It was me. It was me. And I maybe reordered the questions from the randomizer to make this the last one.
You minx.
Oh, it's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
For everyone listening, that is absolutely not true. Okay, fuck, marry, kill, Shrek, Donkey, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And Gingy. RIP to Gingy. I just could not deal.
The voice, right?
The voice. I just couldn't deal with the fucking voice. You know, I think Shrek has been a pretty good husband to Fiona and pretty good dad to their children. So I'm going to say marry Shrek because I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's a pretty stand-up guy.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm boning Donkey, which makes me dragon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And love that. You know, do we have a couple minutes just to tell our origin story?
Sure. Go for it.
No, you go for it.
No, you go for it.
So, when Lucy and I met in this community, it was like literally our first exchange ever. I don't even know why or how. Like, I don't remember
what was happening. We became friends like on Twitter, which is so funny mm-hmm. to think about.
Like, everything your parents ever told you about the internet and not to talk to people on the internet and make friends randomly on the mm-hmm. internet, like, we didn't listen to any of that, and we became friends in each other's Twitter replies.
Mm-hmm.
But it was literally a joke about Donkey and Dragon, and the ongoing joke was that in that scenario, Lucy was Dragon and I was Donkey, and the rest is history.
So why are you Donkey again?
I don't know, actually.
Because you're a lovable
ass. I mean,
ass.
I'm sure that maybe. I guess that's a nice way to put it. Yeah. I'll take that.
But you're my lovable so ass.
Yeah. And so why are you Dragon? Is it because you're hot? I think it's because you're hot.
It's because I breathe fire, obviously.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe a little bit of both. All right, well, that's all the questions.
Okay. Thank you so much to everybody who submitted a question. There were some bangers in there that got really philosophical. I hope this was illuminating to the behind the scenes when it comes to the audio process and learning a little bit more about my life. Wow, I'm surprised there weren't more vocal flubs and bloopers throughout this whole thing. That's like a miracle, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening there. I guess because we're kind of just having a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean.
But yes, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this, even though it was 1 billion hours long. But then again, what else did you expect coming from me? I hope you
believe it or not, guys, she would have talked more if it was her by herself.
That is 1000% true. I was so worried about this being like 3 hours long. I was like, B, please, you need to
mm-hmm.
come moderate these questions.
And honestly, I failed you guys.
Save me from myself. save all of our listeners from my antics.
Yeah, but well, thanks for asking me to do it. I had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Any opportunity I have to harass you is a good time to me.
Me too. Brings me joy. All right, everyone. I'm going to sign off and go get some dinner because I think maybe you might have heard some tummy rumbles in there. And if you did, I'm sorry. All right. I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.